This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Iran blames Israel and vows revenge following attack on top-secret nuclear facility. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Monday morning, April 12th, Iran started blaming Israel for the Sunday cyber attack on their top-secret nuclear facility, Natanz. The alleged attack caused major damage to the facility's centrifuges, and it is believed that it has set back Iran's nuclear program by about 9 months. Iran is labeling the blackout as nuclear terrorism, but isn't saying what caused the power outage. The New York Times is reporting that the blackout appears to have been the result of a deliberately planned explosion. The explosion completely destroyed the independent and the heavily protected internal power system that supplies the underground centrifuges that enrich uranium, and dealt a severe blow to Iran's ability to enrich uranium. Israeli media has reported that Mossad was responsible for the attack that caused severe damage at the heart of Iran's enrichment program. Israeli officials have not claimed responsibility. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif announced that Natanz would be rebuilt with more advanced machines. He said that the Zionists wanted to take revenge on the Iranian people over their success on the path of lifting sanctions, but we do not allow and we will take revenge on this action from the Zionists. Lloyd Austin, the United States Defense Secretary, was in Israel meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz when the incident occurred. Gantz said, "The Tehran of today poses a strategic threat to international security, to the entire Middle East, and to the state of Israel, and we will work closely with our American allies to ensure that any new agreement with Iran will secure the vital interests of the world, of the United States, prevent a dangerous arms race in our region, and protect the state of Israel." The U.S. is engaged in indirect conversations with Iran, trying to bring them into compliance with the 2015 nuclear restrictions that were agreed upon in Tehran. Former President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement in 2018, but President Biden wants to re-engage in the former agreement that was arranged under the Obama administration. Iran says that it will continuously violate the deal, including enriching uranium, until Biden reverses the sanctions imposed by Trump. Israel, which does claim that Iran's nuclear goals causes an existential threat to the Jewish state, has been blamed for a number of incidents that have affected Iran's nuclear program, including the attack in 2020 on the Natanz nuclear facility and the assassination of Iran's top nuclear scientist. Defense analyst for Israel's Channel 12 News, Ehud Yare, cautions that we're getting close to the moment where Iran will have no choice but to respond with a military strike. Pray for Israel and the constant threat to their nation, as well as the whole Middle Eastern region. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.